And now to a story about another major effect our education system has on our state, business.
The BBC recently reported financial jobs on Wall Street aren't expanding the way they used to. Instead, companies in states like Texas and, yes, Arizona are seeing the rise in financial jobs. In the last year or so, finance and insurance jobs here grew faster than any other state in the country, according to the BBC. And our state's education system, higher education and K-12, plays a key role in that. The show's Lauren Gilger has dug into this trend, and she joins us now. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys. So I spoke with George Hammond more about this. He's the director of the Economic and Business Research Center at the University of Arizona. And he says it's true that we've seen strong job growth in the financial services industry in Arizona. That sector has added 30,000 jobs over the past 6 years. That's a lot more growth than elsewhere in the country, including on Wall Street. But he says the effect that education has had on that growth is split. Our higher education institutions have a pretty good record of keeping grads here in Arizona. But he says, until our K-12 system is better off, it will hinder business growth here.
Okay, let's back up here a second. When we say financial sector jobs, Lauren, what exactly does that mean? Are they high-paying jobs, or does this just mean like more call centers are being built?
Well, both, right. So overall, Hammond says there are call center jobs included in these numbers, but in general, they're higher-paying career-type jobs, even though you're not going to make as much money here as you might in the Big Apple.
Wages in Arizona are lower than they are in New York. And they're also lower than they are nationally, partly because of the lower cost of living and partly because the kind of jobs that are concentrated in Arizona tend to be somewhat lower skill jobs. You know, the big concentration in New York, for instance, is again in the securities, commodity traders, investment bankers. And those jobs just on average pay almost $370,000 a year. In Arizona, they pay, you know, around $94,000 a year.
So who do you think deserves credit for this? Is this a natural phenomenon, or is this sort of a concerted effort by people like our governor to create economic policies that will spur this kind of growth?
Well, it's both. What's going on in other parts of the country matter, and what's going on in Arizona matters. Certainly, tax rates, both for individuals and corporations, matter. We typically don't see them being the most important factor in terms of locating business. Businesses are also very concerned about what's going on with skill levels in a state. Can they find the skilled workers that they need? Arizona sometimes struggles with that. Are the college attainment rates for our population in the working age groups is now well below the national average. We rank about 37th in the nation in 2015. So that's an issue. The quality of the K-12 education certainly is an issue in Arizona that matters as well. But, you know, there's no denying that taxes are part of the mix.
Right. These companies are getting lower taxes or more tax breaks here than they might if they went to California or another state.
They might. But you want to keep in mind that they've, even if the company gets a good deal, they've got a lot of individuals who may be locating in the state, maybe coming with the company. And, you know, those people are going to take a close look at what's going on with the school systems.
Right. I looked at this issue not long ago, looking at Silicon Valley companies that have moved out here. And it seems to be that many of them are sort of starting to create tech hubs here in Phoenix. But it's often just sort of their lower level operations they're moving out here. They're not moving their CEOs. They may be moving support jobs out here. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's something that that we'd seen and that we would expect given the nature of the industry and the educational attainment rates in the local area.
George Hammond is the director of the Economic and Business Research Center at the University of Arizona.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.